This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens, good day program with Jay Kirshner. Welcome to our world, and our world hopefully we share happily with you in your world. It is June. June is busting out all over, and as such, it is National Dairy Month, so enjoy a little extra ice cream, enjoy a little extra milk. It doesn't take much to get me off onto a tangent when it comes to talking about milk. As you may know, those of you who have listened to me over the years, you know that I have had cows. They've been in my life. I can't imagine my life without having cows, and I've been around cows all my life. I raise Jersey replacement heifers and the occasional Holstein, and some of the other breeds make it into the gang that I have at my farm. I have a bovine sanctuary, and so I'm closely associated with the world of real milk. And so if you're going to celebrate June and National Dairy Month, please do us all a favor, including you and your family, get real milk. And don't celebrate. If anybody says to me, well, it's National Dairy Month, and they point to a finger, they point a finger at some almond milk.
Yeah, right, perhaps, here.
Yeah. All right. Take a bath.
I'm that demographic.
Yeah, okay. Good for you. Boo. The radio world has been affected this week by the fires up in Nova Scotia. We were breathing here where I am in the Northeast. I'm in Massachusetts, and the air the last couple of days has been really, you smell it, you can see it, you can feel it. It's just so heavy, and on days like even today, where we have a lot of moisture in the air, the dew point is it's not humid, it's just that the mist is there, and it combines with all of the smoke and the haze, and it really is, you can smell it, it's not escapable. That's one impact of it, but I'd never heard of this before, although some of my radio colleagues tell me this has happened before. We keep talking about the AM signals and that sort of thing. Now, there are FM signals that normally don't travel. One of the benefits of AM radio is that the signals travel further because they AM amplitude modulation sticks close to the ground. That signal hovers on the ground, and therefore you can get it over a wider area. FM frequency modulation is more of a closer-in signal. The signal quality is better, but it doesn't go as far. So it's very unusual to have a Tampa radio station on FM. Matter of fact, I never thought it was even possible until I saw these things happening. So those of you who are listening on AM stations, you're not affected much by this. If you're listening on an FM station, it may be that people are picking up your station. Let's say you're in Florida. The station signal may be going all the way to Virginia, which is unheard of. And then there were Philadelphia stations that are being heard on Long Island. Never had that happened before, not that I can remember anyway. Very rare natural phenomenon that's tied to these wildfires that still are not in they're out of control in Canada.
It is almost acting like clouds.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Have you noticed a change in your sunsets when the sun is setting? Do you see
any of the haze
in the air?
Yeah, it actually makes the sun seem redder, or even maybe some people say hotter because it looks like it's hotter. But it's not really. It's what you're seeing. It's affected by what's going on here on Earth. But it's very obvious what's going on. And so now I understand what people were talking about the West Coast last year with all those fires out there and how it did affect their lives from top to bottom. Well, as we're talking about Canada, a couple of other things. 16 children were injured in a fall during a school trip. This was going into Fort Gibraltar, which is a tourist attraction in Manitoba. The doctor that treated all of these people, they're okay, but they fell like 20 feet as they were out. There were some broken bones and that kind of stuff. But the idea was the end of the year, there are always school trips, right? Didn't we always go on field trips at the end of the year? We would get in the bus and go out for a couple of hours.
In middle school we
stuff.
Did, yeah.
Did you do it? Yeah.
Yeah, we had a D.C. trip.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see here. Also in Canada this week, the announcement was made by the government that they're going to be the first country in the world where warning levels have to appear on the individual cigarette. Used to be and still is in many countries where they have the picture on the carton, a big warning, and the skull and crossbones, and sometimes there were pictures of people who were dying of lung cancer that were put on the package. But now, this year in Canada, they're going to help people quit the habit. They think this will do it. It takes effect the 1st of August. And so all of the, no matter what, sooner or later, the warning is going to be on all sizes of cigarettes. They're going to start with the big ones and then regular size ones.
The individual wrapped ones. And
right.
It's in, they have the warnings in English and in French, and they say different things along the lines of poison in every puff, cigarettes cause impotence, tobacco smoke harms children. I mean, they are good for them.
Hardcore. Yeah, I'm all for this. My mother died because she smoked. And I wonder how her life would have been different and our lives would have been different if it wasn't for the fact that she smoked. And how many of you come from families that have been, you've been affected by secondhand smoke? You know, whether most of the people, I don't know anybody in my circle who smokes. And frankly, I don't know how this sounds. This woman will probably send me Mr. Perfect. I've never smoked anything. I've never done any drugs in my life. I don't like alcohol. And I just, you know, it was just my choice. But I think subconsciously I made the choice because of the abuses I saw in my mother's life, which ended at the age of 50, because she smoked and she drank too much too, but it was part of most of the stuff is about smoking. So I'm happy to see this. What do you suppose the tobacco lobbyists in America are so strong? We're so corrupt here in America when it comes to this sort of thing.
It's dangerous to cause health issues, so let's just charge more money onto it and tax it as much as we can.
Yeah, well, that's what we do.
Yeah.
that's how we deal with it, charge more, and maybe that will make people stay away from them. Who knows? There are a lot of people who are trying to take apart this debt ceiling negotiation and the vote that was very much in favor of it. And so now the politicians are saying, I won. No, I won. No, I won. Yeah, they all want to take credit for the whatever the negotiating positions were and why this side won and that side didn't win and blah, 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 blah. Does it make a difference?
Nah. It does, because the real question should be, are the American people going to be the winners of this? Not the parties. It shouldn't be about the parties, but it should.
Well, I don't think, I'm making myself clear. I don't want to hear Biden say he won. I don't want to hear McCarthy say that I won, we won. That's nonsense.
Same. Is it a win for the American people?
Yeah, right. It's not a win for Biden. It's not a win for McCarthy. It's not a win for one side over the other. It just is good that it's at least for now, it's straightened out and move on to other things like discussing how to curb the problems of artificial intelligence. That's something. And this ought to be the number one issue in the campaign. No matter who is running, Trump, DeSantis, this guy Tim Scott, looking around at people, Tim Scott is an interesting senator. He has an interesting record. He's from South Carolina, if you didn't know that. He says he wants to run for president. And this week, the amount of money, this is, but I say wow because I'm looking at some numbers here from various people who are very wealthy and how much they raised or they put into various campaigns. So Larry Ellison, do you know that name, Jay? You know who Larry Ellison is?
I do not recognize that one.
All right, Larry Ellison was the founder of Oracle, which became a very big and still is in many circles, one of the big computer companies. This is one of the companies responsible for a lot of software and product. And this guy, Larry Ellison, has become, I think he's like the third richest guy in America, if not the world. He's got a lot of money. Anyway, so he's announced that he's going to support Tim Scott. Why is this important? Because in the last round, last fall, for regional elections, that is, Senate elections, gubernatorial elections, representative Congress elections, this guy spent $30 million, Larry Ellison, $30 million. He formed a super PAC that supported various, mostly Republican candidates. $30 million. One person puts $30 million into the electoral system. There's something gravely wrong with that. And this is interesting from two different points of view, that somebody like this would put this much money behind Tim Scott. I think Tim Scott is qualified in a lot of different ways. He's pretty moderate Republican and has a good track record. And so there's two sides to this coin, Jay. One of them is that this guy would stand up and commit millions of dollars to help see Tim Scott get elected. And then the other side of it is what Citizens United, that ruling of, 10, 12 years ago, how that's affected so that corporations like Oracle can give as a human, as a single person, declared as an individual by the ruling the Supreme Court passed on. So this guy can raise, and he doesn't have to even raise it. He just writes a check from his own bank account to promote somebody. So, as I said, two sides to that coin. Is it policy over principle? I don't know. I have to think about that. It's 18 after. This is Good Day.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extendovite. Now 23 after the hour, Doug's Good Day program. I'm here with Jay Kirshner to go through some of the comments that you have shared with us on our social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. Happy birthday to all those of you who are posting back and forth. That's kind of cute to see. I want to say hi to Tracy and Madeline and Alexandria and Pia and Jody and Peggy, who are listening to the Good Day program. See, I get all choked up when I think about the people who devote their time, their energy, their interest to what we're cooking up here. And every day we're cooking up something. Something's got to be cooked up. There's still people who are passing along comments of the pictures that I posted. Was it live? Well, I think you posted it on the Good Day Show website and also on our Facebook page, Jay. The two ladies that were with me at the Gracie Awards, Ramita, who is an Iranian who does TV reporting, and Christina, whose husband is probably the most powerful music guy in Hollywood. It was a nice conversation. I kind of like the warm responses that people had to one person said, reminds me of Charlie's Angels, but it's not. It's Doug's Angels. Didn't we used to call, I think, well, when Victoria and Jennifer were here all the time with you, I think once in a while there was a Doug's Angel thing that came out. Maybe a more of, I think that was a Victoria sort of thing. All right? But thank you. Anyway, for that's nice to hear that.
Yeah.
Right. Kathy Bates, thank you for your comments. And Lynn, and I'm looking for this, the whole business about what do you get out of, why would you do this? Well, because you like what we do. I think yesterday we posted something about life being a beach, one of the best beaches near you, and we got more and more input on that, which I thought was kind of cool, because for those of you who are trying to find someplace different to go, what a great resource this is. Rosemary Beach, Florida suggested. Grand Isle in Louisiana suggested. Lake Havasu. That's pretty funny. There's a man-made lake in Lake Havasu. You ever been to Lake Havasu, Jay?
I have not.
All right. So there's no, I mean, the laugh here is that there's no beach. Well, there is a beach on that man-made lake that's in Lake Havasu. That's why they call it Lake Havasu, because Lake Havasu is where the beach is. And anyway, this the beaches of Maui suggested here, Fort Lauderdale, beaches in Virginia and South Carolina. Cedar Point Beach? Jeepers, I don't know that one. Do you know where Cedar Point has a beach?
Mm-hmm.
On the,
they do.
It does? Really?
Yes,
huh.
Yes.
Why did I not know that? Sandusky is on, I guess it is on the lake, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Huh? Huh. Isn't that funny? All my, I've only been to the Cedar Point once, and I don't remember being or seeing, being at the beach or thinking about a beach there, anyway. Okay, let's see. Who else do we have here? Destin, Florida. That's on the panhandle. Yeah, that is.
That's
and it's a quiet.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's very quiet there. It's not as warm all year long as South Florida, but it's still, as you go toward the panhandle and off into Texas and the coast, you know, Louisiana, beaches on the, like Galveston, those are great areas. In Metro Detroit, Greg says Lake St. Clair Beach. That's another one. It's an inland beach. This is something I didn't realize. You know, I've never really spent much time in Detroit, frankly. Used to go to the wrestling matches there when I was in college, but that was about it. Daytona Beach. Sean says Daytona. Okay. Let's see here. Terry says my favorite is in Rhode Island, my Aunt Betty's Beach. Yeah, isn't it? See, I've never had a place. I've been in areas where there's a lot of water, but I've never actually owned a house that was on the beach. So that's something to strive for. Good. Thank you for your responses. Cool.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A divided U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill to suspend the $31.4 trillion debt ceiling last night, with the majority support from both Democrats and Republicans to overcome opposition from both parties. The House voted 314 to 117 to approve the measure. The Senate now has the document and could vote as early as today. 165 Democrats and more than 149 Republicans who voted for it backed the measure and pushed it through. FBI Director Christopher Wray continues to ignore a House Oversight Committee subpoena and could be held in contempt soon. A whistleblower alleges the document the FBI is hiding involves then-Vice President Biden for taking $5 million in foreign money in exchange for policy votes. The FBI claims the unclassified document is protecting human assets. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
To know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
There we are, kicking off another half hour of good conversation. I say that objectively, I hope. Otherwise, why would you be here if it wasn't good conversation? Jay Kirshner, whose job is to save me for myself, does a great job of that. Thank you very much. Round of applause for Jay. For saving me from me. This program brought to you, by the way, in part by Progressive Insurance. They have insurance for your motorcycles, boats, RVs. So, if you're smart and you want good protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save. Dial them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE or go online to progressive.com. How about them apples? As long as we're promoting things. How about where you go for, in general, information? Where do you, is this?
Google.
You go for, yeah, right. Well, a lot of people say they listen to us for information, and that's neat. But usually it's just me talking to Jay and to you, and she's talking to me and to you. We have our heads together. I think oftentimes we have our hearts together, too. I think that's one of the good things about partnerships, whether it be on the radio or in whether it's a business partnership or whether it's a love partnership, a familial thing. Love is the answer, and it's so wonderful. Love certainly demonstrated in different ways. I love being here, every day. I like using that word. I love being in Jay's company. I love just having the ability to, if nothing else, have hours of therapy every day. Because people say to me, well, why do you do this? You've been doing it for something. Why do you just keep doing it? I say, because I really enjoy it. I enjoy the camaraderie. I enjoy the fact that we have an impact on people. But I also, in a very selfish way, would tell you that it is great therapy. And anybody who does this for a living and doesn't admit to that is lying to you. Because it is fabulous therapy. After all, think about it. If you went into a shrink's office for an hour and paid him a couple of $100, the shrink's going to sit there and listen to you talk, right? So in a sense, Jay is my shrink. And all the people, the millions of people listen every week to this program. You're all my shrinks.
Ooh,
thank you.
You're not paying any of us nearly enough.
That's
money.
Right. We'll keep that up.
Pro
thank
bono.
You very much. Yes, that's it. Pro bono. Anyway, we'll cover that, I'm sure, on our downloads. The Good Day download, also a great way for you to keep up with what we're talking about. GoodDayShow.com. A couple of recent highlights of Good Day downloads talking about Mr. DeSantis wanting to destroy leftism. Yeah, let's get him. The kind bank robber, Elizabeth Holmes going to prison, Rosalind Carter with her husband both suffering, Warren Eckstein talking about how to make dogs comfortable, and bringing P-mail into our vocabulary. That was the highlight of one of the, I think the entire broadcast, that was the highlight of that broadcast, don't you think? Talking about P-mail.
It really was.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway.
Somebody takes you take the dog out, and the dog starts sniffing around where other dogs have gone. Your brain is going to automatically say out loud, P-mail.
P-mail. One of the other recent discussions here, we have features. This is a general interest sort of what we used to call full-service radio. I'm trying to help everybody do lots of different things, and that's why we have the doctors here, Ken Kronhaus, Jack Stockwell, the bottom line about information that helps you, the farm stuff, the food stuff. It's all part of Good Day Radio. You get it where you get your podcasts or at gooddayshow.com. Speaking of the American Family Farmers, as long as I'm plugging things, this is something I'm very proud of. I'm very proud, actually, of all the work that we do here, because there's a purpose to it. There's a reason for helping people, whether it's just conversationally about what's going on or tips that we can bring into your life, whether it's food stuff, whether it's medical stuff, whether it's whether you are going to go to the movies or what you're going to watch on TV, right? Pet stuff. It's all a part of our lives. And so is food, and our food farm and family, foodfarmfamily.com, which also is host for the American Family Farmer broadcast and podcast. You can get them there as well as at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. A couple of the recent American Family Farmer conversations talking about food, berries. We had a long conversation about a new dairy processing facility in upstate New York and whether that's a good idea or not. I guess it depends. Organic farming. This is something that's very important right now. What's coming out? Strawberries are having a tough time in the Northeast because we had a late frost in May. So you're going to have a problem with raspberries and strawberries and peaches. There probably be no peaches in the Northeast. I just had a bite of a white peach. You ever have a white peach?
I haven't. What's it taste like?
That's sweet and wonderful and very firm. I haven't had them for a long time, so I decided I saw them in the store, and I thought, okay, I'll try this, because I like to mix a lot of the fruits. I don't like to have the same. I normally have as much as a dozen different kinds of fruit a day while I'm doing the program. That's what I keep myself, my stomach from growling by eating berries, and now we've got these peaches that I think are yummy, so something for you to look forward to. But this is part of what, you know, making you think, okay, yeah, I'd like to have some peaches myself. The American Family Farmer, focusing not just on farming, but as the title suggests, your family. and how the food that's around. How can we be of service helping you find the right food for your family? And then, of course, the mainstay of the program is to keep family farmers going, give them ideas about what to do. I think the one that we have this week is all about agri-hoods, something that I'm doing on one of the farms here in my community. We kind of cooked up the idea. It hasn't been done anywhere except Burlington, Vermont, and New England. This guy is doing an agri-hood down in Tennessee. And, Jay, it was a fascinating conversation. I think he he was taken back a little bit when I said to him, because with the agri-hood up here, I decided to get all of the anything that has anything to do with agri-hoods. I bought up all of the domain names. And I think he was, he just sort of, he didn't say it, but I could hear it in his voice. What? You did what?
In the terms of like, oh my gosh, that's brilliant, I need to hurry up and do that, or like...
Well, I think that he, you know, if I own them, nobody else can buy them. I'm hoarding them all. So anyway, so some listening ideas and thoughts here. Okay, let's give people something to talk about with regard to today. We all remember, we haven't talked about Kanye West for quite a long time because he's kind of a lunatic and, you know, you get tired of talking about lunatics.
There are actual mental health issues, yes.
Yeah, yeah, there are.
It is tough. Kim Kardashian has been in the news a little bit recently discussing to a degree, to an extent, of being married to him and how difficult it is. Somebody you once loved turning into a person that you barely recognize.
Yeah, and I don't mean to make fun of him, even though I think he was a lunatic before he was a real lunatic. Do you know what I mean? And so in the circumstance, the folks at Adidas, they were making his shoes, and they stopped. Because he, I guess, his anti-Semitic remarks, I remember those. I think that's what they said was the offense, right? The crazy anti-Semitic stuff, and so they just... But now, stop making the shoes. Now they're making new shoes. Were they called Yeezys before? Or were they just...
Yes.
They were.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they're back now. They've gone through whatever time frame they had to for non-compete. And so now they're back in the marketplace. And the profits supposedly are going to be donated to helping people who have the problem that Kanye has. So, at least in part. So, okay, that's good. Nothing wrong with that. Right? Okay. We haven't talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene for a while. Don't you think it's about time?
I feel like we just did when she called for decorum.
Oh, yeah.
And
we talked about
that.
Right. But then...
We can talk about her again.
Well, I enjoy talking about her because I think she's fun.
She is fascinating. She truly is.
She is, yeah. And not all, it's not all negative. So anyway, there were Jim Jordan, who is one of the really, really, really right-wingers in the Republican Party, caused Kevin McCarthy a lot of headaches as they were trying to get ready to vote on this thing. He was trying to get him impeached, and the vote didn't get very far. Jordan, by the way, is from Ohio, for those of you. Yeah, we have plenty of listeners in Ohio. They know who he is. He's a member of the House Freedom Caucus. And so, you know, a lot of different groups that the folks, you know, the people in leadership positions have to listen to. But anyway, I think Jordan hasn't ever liked McCarthy. I don't think he voted for him to be the speaker, as a matter of fact. So anyway, if I understand this correctly, one of the things, you know, he talked about what a terrible idea it was, and some others were off on a toot here. And so Jordan was minimized by a lot of the other people. Most of the time, Marjorie Taylor Greene goes along with this guy Jordan, and there are in circumstances that might have been equal, she might have gone down that street. But apparently, she was trying to minimize him, if I'm understanding correctly what was going on. So she was going around trying to get people to ignore him because she likes McCarthy, and she wants to, whatever. I'm sure that because McCarthy made all kinds of deals, he's made a deal with her to, you know, who knows to do what. But, yeah, it's just interesting. The only reason I bring it up is because I like Marjorie Taylor Greene and because there's such a bunch of characters here. From character to crackpots, I think we got our share of those.
Anyway. Everyone gets represented.
Yeah, right. That's right. Full representation. Okay, for the second year in a row, Jay, the Supreme Court has rolled back federal regulations that protect the environment, and so the environmentalists are all whooped up about it. I say to those of you who are whooped up, you better be paying attention to artificial intelligence and not be so worried about the environment, because if environmental stuff is number one and artificial intelligence isn't on your radar screen, you're going to be talking, you probably won't even be alive. So it's great. Yep, let's make sure the waters are good and, you know, all of that good stuff. But the Clean Water Act, which the Supreme Court worked on here in this circumstance, went way beyond where it should have gone. And so now there are all these challenges, and the Supreme Court keeps sort of reining it in, because the Clean Water Act was an example. By the way, the Supreme Court vote was 5-4 on whether wetlands have a continuous surface connection to a body of water are covered by the Clean Water Act. You know, kind of like down in the weeds. Who would even think about this, right? But yet, this was a big to-do among those people who are conservationists, or call themselves conservationists, like the National Wildlife Federation. Was arguing to have this become part of the interpretation. See, all these laws, that's why the Supreme Court's so important, because the laws, when they're passed, are not necessarily passed with an idea, with an eye toward whether they're legal or not. And so the Congress counts on people to not like the things they pass and to challenge them in the Supreme Court. That's what the Supreme Court's all about, whether you knew it or not. Anyway, I think that this was a good decision on the part of the Supreme Court. That would be my point in looking at it. It's 48 after the hour here on Good Day. Is there a dad in your life? You're looking for the perfect Father's Day gift? It's easy. You give them Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DOUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DOUG, that's 30DOUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. That's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings toned down, simple, and delicious. Like the breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla. And every Tuesday this June before 11 a.m., Taco Bell reward members who order on the app can get a breakfast Crunchwrap for free. I said the F word. Free. Always summons the legal beast.
Rewards members get one free breakfast Crunchwrap award on Tuesdays in June. During breakfast hours only via the app. At participating Taco Bell stores while supplies last. Terms and conditions apply.
Can I help? Who's next?
Tom's part-time barista is now a full-time actor.
Oh, you didn't hear. He got the part on Broadway. Yeah, great for him, bad for our finicky cold brew tap.
Now he needs a star understudy to fill his open role.
Yeah, he made the best grande triple shot with oat milk caramel.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Three past the hour now. It's Good Day Health Time. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Please avail yourself of the opportunity to get the mind of one of the great cardiologists in our country, one of the great medical minds. Get the opportunity, take the opportunity to visit with Dr. Ken. Find out if you are unhappy or you're not satisfied with a reading, not only cardiologically, but other medical events that may be going on with you. You want some peace of mind, or you want to get the real story, Ken's got it. 352-735-1400 for a consult with Dr. Ken. Also, if you got questions for Dr. Ken for this portion of the program, feel free to dial this up at 855-999-3684. That's questions for Dr. Ken, 855-999-3684. One of the things happening this week, Ken, it's National Save Your Hearing Week, and I'm guessing that there are a lot of people that come to see you that are wearing some sort of hearing device. The hearing aids that are around now, are they really a lot better? You see a lot of advertising, but I wonder what, you know, when you think about people afflicted with hearing loss, people who can't hear. I have a guy that works for me on the farm, can't hear well at all. And if he's out in the general population, he's, you know, people, if they can't hear, they seem to be ostracized to a certain extent. You know, there are a lot of, I remember reading in philosophy, Aristotle used to call people who couldn't hear barbarians, because sometimes if you can't hear, you can't speak either, right? What do you think the latest good advice is for people who may have a cognitive problem, who may have some kind of medical problem? Some people are born without being able to hear. These hearing devices, are they really as good as the advertising suggests? revolution in this field. And we now know beyond any doubt, if you want to preserve your mental health, your ability to think and reason, if your hearing is not good, it will impair your ability to preserve your mind as you get older. Doug, it amazes me. I have so many patients, myself included, who wear glasses and have their seeing aids and don't even think about putting on glasses. But the seeing aids are okay. But if you talk about the hearing aids, it's a whole different story. I don't get it. But they have been miniaturized. If you haven't shopped for hearing aids in a long time, go talk to a specialist in this area. You'd be amazed how miniature they become. The prices are hefty, but they have come down, and you don't know what you're missing, the old cliche, but also we now know you'll preserve your own mind, and you'll also preserve the vocal cords of the people around you if you get your hearing aids in.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's something going on also this week, Awareness Day for Chronic Immunological, say that again fast, and Neurological Diseases. The acknowledgement here that Florence Nightingale was the one who first called attention. It wasn't a doctor, but it was, I think she's considered, I was about to say, the father of modern nursing. How about the mother of modern nursing? And how that, if you have neurological imperfections, let's say, that's probably the politically correct way of looking at these things. How is this a disease? Is the treatment improving as we move along? So many other improvements in medical cognition. What about neurological diseases?
Oh my gosh, the future is going to be unbelievable. Elon Musk just got approved from the FDA to put computer mapping into the brain, and it's so high tech. The FDA is not even talking about what they approved him and one of his companies to be allowed to do. But people who have inabilities to move, to think, to interact with their environment, the ability of the future high tech to help people who currently don't have any hope. The hope is going to be there in 5 to 10 years from now. People are going to be able to, with these high-tech options,
so does
interact
AI,
with their environment.
Artificial intelligence play into this, do you think, in the future?
AI is going to play into everything in medicine, from looking at imaging, from diagnostics to coming up with new therapies. That we could spend a whole bunch on that. You can't even imagine what AI is going to do to medicine. We got to be careful, but it's going to be
hard. That's for sure. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology in Madura, Florida. Again, questions for Dr. Ken can be phoned in to 855-999-3684. Thanks to Dr. Ken, who's always here to help us out. Good Day Health here on the Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.